Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Of all the practices that have weakened the power of the people to chart their own destiny and achieve greater liberty, I can think of few more damaging than the passing of term limits. I know, many of you just felt your toes curl, and some of you are my closest friends, but please take a moment to hear me out. And remember, these are the comments of someone who voted for term limits and ardently supported them throughout much of my political career. It all began back in 1992 when 67% of us voted for CI 64, establishing for the first time in Montana term limits on those who serve in the legislature. It seemed like a good idea, a way to loosen the stranglehold of seemingly corrupt power brokers and a way to usher in some new blood. Legislators who were more like us and less like entrenched career politicians. Actually, the movement began as an effort to get rid of those who spent their lives in Washington, D.C. The only problem was that it took an act of Congress and ratification by the people to place term limits on the members of the U.S. House and Senate, and those members weren't about to give up their seats. In the meantime, 15 states, including Montana, decided to implement term limits in their own state legislatures, and two states subsequently had them removed by the courts. That leaves 13 states with legislative term limits currently in place. As I said, I was one of those who voted yes, but I wouldn't do it again for three reasons. First, term limits force us to throw the baby out with the bathwater. What I mean is that some of the strongest pro-family legislators have been forced to leave simply because their 8 years were up. These were men and women of incredible character, and replacing them isn't easy. It's incredibly hard to find someone of deep moral conviction who's intelligent and well-spoken, and whose life situation allows them to leave home for 4 months every other year to travel to Helena. Many times, these conservative pro-family giants are replaced by wishy-washy moderates because no one else put their name on the ballot. Another reason I oppose term limits is because they weaken the legislative branch, the branch closest to the people. I cringe every time I hear a legislator ask if they have the power to do something. It takes a while for people to take ownership, and you've got to take ownership if you're going to jealously guard the powers of an institution. Rather than pushing back hard against overreaches by the executive and judicial branches, the legislative branch, dominated by relatively inexperienced legislators, tends to capitulate and get run over. Finally, I oppose term limits because I believe it's the major cause of the gridlock and acrimony that exists in the Capitol. It takes a while to learn the nuances of becoming a statesman rather than simply being a political hack. You have to get to know people on the other side of the aisle, not just their political ideology, but who they are as people and what causes them to think the way that they do. And that takes time. Rather than finesse, young legislators many times act as bulls in a china shop, and that leads to hurt feelings and increases the level of acrimony in an already difficult environment. It wasn't perfect before term limits, and it certainly isn't perfect now. But in retrospect, I believe the downside of term limits outweighs the good that we all hoped for. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.